views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the airways. And if you're listening to the archives later at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. So these energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. And so it is my great pleasure to provide you with this opportunity to call in. We do love to hear from you, 1-800-930-2819. And I have a special guest with me on the show today. Barb Lee is a client and a student of mine that has really excelled in this work. And Barb loves to move energy in her fitness classes as well as when she gives treatments. And for over 25 years, Barb Lee has inspired participants to move and experience positive health benefits through exercise and energy in her classes. She has taught up several fitness levels, age groups, and class styles while educating participants with the benefits. And Barb loves moving energy for herself and others using energy modalities to clear blocks and energy for the body to heal itself. Energy work has been a passion of hers for over 15 years after a family member had received cancer treatment, and Barb discovered energy work as a method of alternative healing. So she is a certified in Reiki as well as several other modalities, including energetic upgrade and call to dance seminars that she has participated in with me. And her love of dance and fitness led her to certification in Zumba, where she now teaches classes through dance. And so that's, are you there, Barb?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Colette.
Good morning. It's so good to have you on the show and to hear your beautiful voice. And so, you know, I had asked you to come on the show because you've been having some pretty cool things happen in your life. You know, and you've been on this path for a long time now. You know, do you want to just kind of tell us a little bit about yourself? I kind of gave you a short bio here, just letting people know, you know, kind of what led you into wanting to do energy work and how you're presenting yourself with this.
Okay. Yeah, it happened about 16 years ago when my niece was diagnosed with cancer, and she went through all her cancer treatments. And later on, my sister started taking her to more alternative healing. And that really resonated with me. I just liked the idea of how our body just heals itself. And I found it was non-invasive, and it really made sense to me. So what I started doing was I was going to a lot of different practitioners, trying out different things like acupuncture, chiropractic. And through some of those, I found that they did muscle testing as well, just talking to the body. And that also made a lot of sense to me. And it's the same with the course we take with you. We find things weak or strong. And it's just, I just found when your body responds to weak or strong, then we just correct what is the weakness so our body could go ahead and heal itself. So from there, I did Reiki, And I've taken other little workshops along the way. And then I went and took your energetic upgrade as well as your call to dance program. And I found that those last two programs, I really accelerated in the ability to move, help people move their energy so that they can heal themselves.
You know, and you were telling, it was at our, I think, my last layer one seminar that you attended. Mm-hmm. I had you talk about an experience that you had with a lady. And would you be willing to share that with us? Because it was such a beautiful story. And really, I just want to say to everybody out there, you know, when I first started this radio show, it was because I really wanted to give everybody an opportunity to phone in and see what it's like to feel that instant relief. It's just where you're really, really upset, and then all of a sudden you go down to this place of neutrality, and it allows you to just gather yourself so that you can make a good choice in the moment. You may not have the best 100% case scenario, but in the scenario that you are in, you would be able to choose the most applicable answer for yourself because you go inward for it. And, you know, I've heard many beautiful stories from a lot of my students and that, but this one really touched my heart because it's kind of the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. So would you mind sharing, you know, what happened when you were in Penticton? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, our family, we had gone down the channel, and at the end of the channel, there was a lady collecting all the empty bottles. So I walked up to her, and I was giving my bottles to her, and I asked her how she was doing. And she had said that she wasn't doing very well because she had walked down the stairs, and there was all this algae, and she slipped, and she fell, and she hurt her back. So I told her that I did energy work, and I said, if you, you know, do I have your permission to put my hand on your back and run some energy? She said, okay. So I put my hand on her back, and then she looked at me and she said, are you an angel or something? And I said, why?
Yeah, well, you are, Barb. Come on.
Angel in disguise.
A little dark angel. I'm just teasing you.
She said, my pain's all gone. And I go, really? She says, yes. And I was sitting and talking to her, and I noticed that she had these scars running on the inside of her leg. And I asked her, I said, you know, have you had surgery? And she said, yes, I did. A couple years ago, I had open heart surgery, and I had 7 bypasses done to my heart. So I was listening to her, and she was telling me her story about how she had the surgery done, and after her surgery, she had to lay in the hospital for 3 months with her chest wired shut. And she went into detail about how terrible it was sitting in the hospital and not being able to see her family as much. And she started to cry. And all these emotions were coming up. And I said, you know, you don't have to live with all those memories and all the fear of laying there. And I said, if you want, I could delete this. And she said, you can. And I said, yeah. And I said, okay. I said, I'm just going to connect my heart to yours, and I'm going to delete these emotions you have right now. So she says, I'm going to close my eyes. I said, okay. So I did what you taught us. I connected to her, and I strengthened her, and I was deleting. And a lot of times, like you said, we don't have to know what exactly we're deleting, but I was just deleting. And then we both opened our eyes, and she looked at me, and she's crying, and she was kissing me, and she said, I can't believe it. I said, why? And she says, I feel like you took me from under the ground and lifted me up. And I was like, I think we're both just surprised. I'm like, really?
That reminds me, because it is, it's surprising, isn't it? And
it is,
I'm just curious, like for you in that moment, what emotion were you feeling
when she told you?
Yeah.
Because
I can feel it as you tell your story. I can feel how open-hearted you are. And that's what allows, you know, this space where, you know, and it's not, I just want to explain, you weren't taking on her stuff. What you were doing is you were in connection with it. What you were doing is you were feeling the weaknesses as they came. And it's hard to explain, like when I first started being able to track and follow my own energetic shifts as they were happening, I used to hear kind of like a clickety, 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 click. And then it went kind of like dominoes. And now it's like when I have a lot of energy moving and I know there's a lot of, because as I talk, I'm always shifting energy. And I don't necessarily say what I'm shifting in any given moment, because there can be thousands of shifts happening. And so the sound I hear when I'm really shifting at a real fast rate, like what you were doing, is like cards being shuffled. Now this comes from being like in the background of, you know, my grandfather on my dad's side. I mean, these were card players and my grandfather, he taught us how to play poker, you know, and, and he also taught us that, you know, he always had to win and he would change the rules of the game as he went to make sure. And then he would give us all our money back so we could go to the store and buy a bunch of candy. But the whole idea. Go ahead. Yeah.
No, I just find with myself, like you said in our courses, that we all shift energy differently. And for me, I feel energy.
Yes.
And I feel when it's moving.
That's why your the call to dance program speaks so eloquently to you, because what you're doing is you are we can explain that when we come back, because we're going to have to take a short break here, and we also have a caller that's been patiently waiting here. But what we'll do is when we come back from the break, we'll address this a little bit more and we'll take the first caller. You are listening to The Truth is Funny, and this is Colette Marie Steffen, and my guest today is Barb Lee. And we will be back to make some shift happen. 1-800-930-2819. Call in if you would like to feel a shift.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere, with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Barb Lee. And Barb, before we continue, I just want to make sure you share your contact information with people in case, and you know, let us know about your classes, et cetera.
Sure. Yeah, I teach the Zumba class. I'm in Sherwood Park, Alberta, so I'm just outside of Edmonton. I run classes in Sherwood Park as well as in Fort Saskatchewan. I have a Facebook page called Barb Lee's. That's L-E-I-G-H. That's my last name, Barb Lee's Zumba class. And I'm also on a website for Zumba. It's barbaralee.zumba.com. at Zumba.com. And if you want to contact me directly, you can email me at barb.lee@shaw.ca.
And you know, this is, this is something that you and I both recognize. You know, I called my program Call to Dance because I feel like life is a dance and it's calling. And we all have our own special calling. And so what's different perhaps about my seminars, like the Call to Dance ones now, is when I first started teaching energy work, I would bring Buzz Lightyear crayons and tell people take notes with that because they were to infinity and beyond. Because, and this is what we're talking about, you know, just before the break, how when we go to our heart and we feel, if we ask a logical question about what's going on in somebody's life, and then we look for a logical answer, it's kind of like a dog chasing its tail. We'll end up getting another question and another question and another question. And what we need to do is exactly what you're doing is feel. And as you feel, then the answers come to you from within. And what are you recognizing in your dance classes with Zumba? I mean, Zumba's high energy. And I mean, anyone that knows Barb, if you see Barb, she's very fit. And very, very lean. And so just tell us about what, you know, what's your experience when people take your Zumba classes and you're also at the same time doing this energy work?
Well, they're always happy when they leave. And that's the one common comment I get is, you know, I didn't feel like going, but I always know when I go home, I'm feeling way better. And that's the one thing I really stress is in any type of fitness, I always tell people, if you don't like it, don't do it because your success rate is going to be a lot lower. So you have to find something that you enjoy. And I really find that what Zumba really targets is a lot of people who had danced when they were children. They don't go out dancing as much now. So it brings them back to their childhood and having fun and dancing. And I really sense that a lot of people, when they come, they relax more. And that's what I like to stress is don't worry about what someone else is doing. You know, no one has time to watch you. They're all watching me. When
They're all a bunch of divas. They're not, they don't care about anyone else.
So just have fun with it, right?
Absolutely.
And that way it doesn't seem like you're exercising. You're having fun and we're releasing energy.
Yeah, and dancing. Like you know, dancing gets all the chakras moving.
Oh, so, sure.
You know, and when you were here for the layer one, you know, on the Friday night, and I will have for those of you who are in the area, on February 2nd, I am having on the Friday night a demo from 7 to 9 at the Holiday Inn Express here in Kelowna. Everyone's welcome to come, bring your friends. And you know, I do a demo from 7 to 9, and then we go out to the local pub and where there's always a live band playing, and we go dancing, and it was fun, wasn't it? It was. We had a hoot, but we do have someone who's been very patiently waiting to call in here. So we'll take the first caller here because we've got a second one also, as I can see. Carter, do we have Chelsea from Canada?
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Chelsea. Thank you for patiently waiting. what can we do for you today?
I was hoping to shift some energy for my daughter. She came home the other day, and she is just crying, saying she wants to leave her school. She's in grade 5, and that she has no friends. And from my point of view, she has lots of friends, so I was hoping to shift. I don't know if it's just her perspective or if it's her confidence. I just wanted to shift that for her.
Okay, so we're going to use you as a baseline here, and get a baseline for her from you. Like when you think about your daughter feeling like she has no friends and coming home crying like that, is this on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the worst? Where are you on that scale?
I'd say about an 8.
Okay. And when I get in touch with that, it's one of the most challenging things is for a mother to see her child unhappy and feeling as if no friends. And it triggers a lot of memories in you also. Barb is also a mom. Yes. And Barb, how many children do you have?
I have 3 children.
And do you remember the grade 5 thing?
Yes, I do.
grade 5 girls can be very mean. And that's what's coming up, is that they're taking turns. So we're just going to strengthen, first and foremost, what we want to do is we want to strengthen her to leaving the house is what's coming up weak for me. And then getting to school and walking into the school. And we're going to strengthen that for her. For a lot of people, it's challenging for them, the difference between the house and their home and the school environment. It can be difference in rules. It can be difference in a lot of different things. Just the attention, the amount of attention someone gets. And so we're just going to strengthen her to all the changes around that. And Barb, when you get in touch with this little girl, she's how old is she, Chelsea?
She's 11.
11. What do you feel, Barb? What do you feel coming from this little one?
I do feel the first thing that came up is the friends. The friends that she's had, she's weak to some of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's
And so see what? Go ahead, Barb.
I'm just sensing the weakness to these friends that I'm just trying to explain. Sometimes I'm shifting. I'm not.
It's hard to shift and speak at the same time. Because thinking straight would be logical. And what's coming up, what Barb is saying, and I was picking this up right away also, how many friends do you feel that she has that you know of, Mom?
She has one close one that she's been friends with her whole life. And then she's got I would say one good one for sure.
Okay. And so out of how many?
I'd probably say 4.
Okay. So we're going to strengthen her to, all of her friends. And we're going to take the friend that's the most, that's the strongest here. And we're going to strengthen her and that friend back to her, the love that they have for each other and what they like about each other and what they don't like about each other, being strong to what they like and what they don't like. And also, I'm getting there's a lot of hormones happening here. And so this is coming up reproductive and digestive and respiratory. And so when I say that, what I mean is that on a physical level, your daughter is feeling, has she started her period yet?
Not yet, no.
Yeah, it's coming up that reproductively that some of these girls have or are about to, and they're in that space. And so there's a lot of, we want to just strengthen them on a hormonal level so that they are, you know, able to handle their emotional state. Also, what's coming up is for a lot of the weaknesses coming between the mothers. And so, do you know the mothers of these girls?
Of one of them, I do.
Okay. So, what happens a lot of the time is, you know, the mothers worry, and then the mothers hearing the stories of the other girls, etc. So, we're going to strengthen all of you mothers of all of these girls. That there's no karma between you that needs to be paid, suffer, struggle with anymore. And, you know, Barb, are you picking up energy around the mothers and what happened to them in school?
Yes, it goes weak. So we're just going to, because it's bringing back memories from their childhood, so I'll just strengthen that.
Yeah, I could feel Barb quietly in the background working on the mothers. So,
yeah, also with the foursome, like,
is there a way to strengthen my daughter to be more assertive and stand up for herself if she needs
to? Absolutely, and also to be quiet when she should be or could be is coming up both ends. If you want to hang on, Chelsea, just stay on the line. And Barb and I'll work on this because there's a lot of energy coming in from a lot of directions on this. And so on the break, her and I will work on this and we'll see if, you know, could we just check with you right now? You were at an 8. Is it the same or is it starting to feel a little bit better to you?
It's slowly starting to go down. I'd say I'm about a 6. It's gone down a tiny bit.
Yeah, that's what's coming up. So just hang in there on, while we take the break, and we will come back and we will address this further. I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, Tails, T-A-I-L-S, from thevector.com for energy correcting cards and paintings. And also, you can find me on Facebook, so all social media, Twitter, etc., at The Truth is Funny with Colette. And I just wanted to say that we are still taking calls, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to shift your life story into better.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we have Barb Lee on the radio show with us today as my guest. And we have Chelsea from Canada on the phone. And she's talking to us about the sadness that she's feeling for her daughter, that her daughter came home from school and said she just wants to move. And this was yesterday. And I just want to point out to everybody out there right now, we have like a kind of an astrological event that only happens every 150 years or so. And it's kind of having, we're all familiar with the full moon and the energies. If anyone has ever worked in the bar or has worked in the hospital or police station or whatever, full moons have a tendency to really have a big pull. But on this particular full moon, this one has a lot of torque because this is... this is the full moon in Leo, and it's kind of showing us how our behavior and the male paradigm behavior of kind of Hollywood and how things are supposed to look and how things are running in the world. This is being highlighted by this moon, and at the same time, it's a super moon. Meaning that, and a blue moon, blue moon meaning that it's the second moon of the month. And at the same time, we also had a lunar eclipse, which means that the moon was blocked out for a while there. So we've got some kind of real strong energies right now, and people's emotions are very easily affected and are very volatile in this right now. So just... a good idea is to take it easy on yourself today and tomorrow and maybe the day after and recognize that emotions are running high for many, many people right now and that this too will pass. We were picking up, Barb and I were picking up some energy around your daughter, Chelsea, that, friends not really being friends. And that goes all the way back to the mothers also, and it goes back to childhood experiences. Many people have weaknesses of childhood experiences when they're in school. And so what's coming up with you right now is like Barb and I were wondering if you would share with us what your experience in grade 4 and 5 was as a young girl going to school.
It was horrible. I was bullied, and I felt like an outcast at school. Couldn't connect with anyone.
Okay, so when you see your daughter like this, what's happening is you're kind of extra sensitive to this because of your experience. And so, what we always say is, the mother is taught to worry, but if a mother just gets in touch with her child and sees her child popular, happy, healthy, and don't give in to the fear and worry. And you can, Barb, what else are you feeling around this?
Yeah, there was the internal force of expectations of her daughter. She's wanting her daughter to have all these friends, like you said, because it was triggering you from your childhood. So
her not being happy has brought up all these emotions. So it's just going to strengthen you to, and your daughter, I also want to strengthen her to her authentic self. You said you wanted her strong, her body, her soul, and her spirit strong, so when she's with these girls. So I'm going to just strengthen that as well.
She's very sensitive, and when the people around her go weak energetically, she really goes weak because she wants to fit in, and I'm strengthening her to stay strong. The card that I forgot to mention, the card that I picked from my deck today, and it's the jealousy card. And this is all the little Russian dolls, you know, all looking at each other like, hey, are you fancier than me or are you fancier than me? But the thing is that they all fit into each other. And they make, you know, a beautiful creation together. And so we're going to strengthen all of these girls. And it's also coming up the teachers, the janitors, the aides, everybody. And we're going to strengthen that. And the girls to each other, and then the girls to each other when there's boys around. Not blaming the boys, but the boys cause the girls. On some of those girls are very jealous of each other, and I'm getting that your daughter is beautiful, and this is causing issues for her, and we're going to strengthen her to the issue of being beautiful. And you know, the funny thing about the karmic space of jealousy is we all share it at one time or another. We've all been there, done that. And just strengthening everybody to that. You know, we can even be jealous of our own selves. Like, you know, I caught myself yesterday being jealous of myself in the summer when I was paddleboarding instead of shoveling snow. So, you know, we can even be jealous of ourselves, like from a year ago, or we can be jealous of ourselves how we might be in the future. And we want to just strengthen it from all angles there. We're just going to check in with you again here, Chelsea, and just see, you know, has your number shifted?
I'd say it shifted to a 5, but I feel a lot of tightness in my chest and my throat.
Yeah, it's coming up that you don't really want to let go of this. A 5 is kind of halfway caught between, because it's this jealousy thing of wishing that, you know, you're like that it could just be easy and effortless, and that you want to, it's kind of like you want to hang on to the anger, because the anger is what got you through this when you were a little girl. But we want to strengthen you that you let go of the anger and open your heart up and be vulnerable for your daughter. And what I mean by that is every single time you think about your daughter, that you're going to go straight to this place of love, and you're going to send all those little girls love. Barb, anything else that you would like to share with Chelsea?
I'm just clearing on, I'm working on her chest.
Mm-hmm. It hurts. Like it's like, yeah. You can feel the pain that she feels emotionally for her daughter. And so we're going to strengthen this, like that, you know, for all the adults at the school to start recognizing what's really going on here. And opening their hearts up to be vulnerable also in their space of looking after these, I don't even want to call these children, because these are young women, and they're practicing how to be young women. And we're going to strengthen them to be young women with big open hearts and lots of love for each other, and strengthen them to all of the similarities that they have with each other. And to all the beauty of being able to join with each other every day in community rather than in competition. That's what's coming up right here, is that jealousy card is about competing. And this is what children are taught in school these days, to compete with each other rather than to work as a team with each other. And so I'm just going to check in with you again here. This is on a much broader sense here. You know, how are you feeling now, Chelsea?
I still have tightness in my throat, but my chest has cleared. There's no tightness there.
Yeah, I'll work on her throat now.
Okay, and so Barb, you're doing amazing. Like, Barb is in the background, and she's doing these energetic shifts. I just want to explain something. You know, when people are in the zone, what I call the zone, where they're really picking up these weaknesses, and that I've had a lot of practice at talking through it, because of the radio show for 5 years and teaching seminars and that. But for a lot of people, when they're doing energy work, they need to go into the zone, and they're not going to voice every shift in energy as much as I do. It doesn't mean they're not shifting the energy. It just means that they're not used to yet talking and shifting at the same time. It's a skill that people acquire after doing it for some time. And so just strengthening that, all the shifting that Barb's doing, that's going to show up now, and then also the expression of that for you, Chelsea. And what's coming up, let's just get this strong for you and for all the other mothers and for the teachers and for all the adults around these children, that we could be in this place where we hold space for them and we speak the words that they maybe can't speak to each other with love. And so just sending every time that you think about your daughter, Chelsea, I want you to just get in touch with, you know, your midline and put some strength into your spine. Go to your heart, send your daughter love, and send the girls love, and send the boys love, and send the teachers love, and see what happens with that. Can I just check in with you quickly where you're at with that now?
My throat and chest feel really good. I'd say I'm at about a 2.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. And you know, speaking of this, this is a really close to my heart. Mothers that look after all the daughters, you know, not just one daughter at school, but that if all the mothers step up and look after all the daughters as if they're their own, then we create community between our between the mothers, and we create community with the school, and we create community with the students. So thank you very much for calling in. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. We'll be right back after this short break.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Barb Lee on the radio show here with me, and we were just clearing some energy for Chelsea and her daughter. And I want to thank you, Chelsea, for calling in, because it allowed Barb and I to really kind of get in touch with this on a bigger level when you look at the big picture here, and recognizing that as all of us mothers look after all of the daughters as if they're our own, and we look after each other, and we look after, each child in the school being equally important as every other child, this is where this shift is going to happen. And so I really want to thank you for calling in and so eloquently speaking about how this is affecting you and your daughter. And, feel free to call in to email me info@thetruthisfunny.com and let us know how this is going. We've had Yulith patiently waiting on the phone here. And so we want to take her call if we can here, Carter.
Yulith, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Yulith. How are
hello,
you?
Hi. I'm well. How are you both?
Very good.
Well, thank you.
And what can we do for you today? We don't have a whole lot of time. In radio land, time goes by really quick. So what would you like to have shifted
today? I'm actually calling for a similar issue to your previous caller, actually, and it only applies to the workplace. And I find myself internalizing a lot of things, and I'd like not to be, because I woke up this morning anxious. And there's a lot of shift going on around here right now. And there's a lot of changes.
Okay, so I love this. This is so beautiful, isn't it, Barb? Like,
yes,
you know, really.
Yeah,
go ahead, Barb. What were you going to say?
I was just going to ask, is in your workplace, are there a lot of females?
There's a lot of males, actually.
Okay.
Okay, so what we want to do is we want you to get in touch with what it's like sitting at your desk and what you're feeling. And I just want to get you to get in touch with that. And on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like, this just feels horrible, and 0 being neutral to it, where are you?
I range from 7 to 6.
Yeah, and I'm getting it's more like from 3 to 7. So I'm getting most of the
it
time.
It depends on the day, yes.
Yeah, I'm getting that. I don't know if you could hear while you were waiting to get on the call. We just had this major full moon, like energy coming in, and everybody's ultra sensitive right now. And a lot of it is about male paradigm energy, because this is a Leo, and you know, the Leo energy is like that old paradigm male energy, but kind of at a teenage level. And I was watching a very interesting program that spoke about how most CEOs in big business are actually like 14-year-old teenage boys, in that they would prefer to have people check things on their list and do things their way. That's why they are good at what they do. They are CEOs, and they get everybody to do things their way, and they control it. And so this is kind of the energy that's coming in right now. And we just want to strengthen, that all of us, we're masculine and feminine. And so it's not like, saying that, I prefer my masculine energy is like saying I prefer having two right legs. You know, we need the left leg to be able to dance. Right, Barb?
Yes.
And you know, like if you're only ever taking one step forward and then with the left foot and then a step forward with the right foot, and then a step forward with the left foot, and you never get to go backwards or sideways. That's walking, isn't it, Barb?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
That's not dancing, right?
That's not. We go all directions.
Okay, there we go. And so this is what's coming up is, Yulith, it feels like your energy is being pulled in many directions. Mm-hmm. By the energies of the other people around you. And because you are someone who has been really focusing on energy work, what's coming up for you is it's creating doubt in whether mm-hmm. or not you really are who you are. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Yeah, you're questioning. Just like this little girl, and Barb, you were working on this, the authentic self triad, body, soul, spirit. And when you get in touch with Yulis, when she's listening to the or feeling the sensitivity of the energies around her, I can feel her triad going weak. And I'm just, is this internal or external that you're picking up?
Internal.
Yeah, because this is something that very similar to the little girl, right?
Yeah.
Like Yulith, you're like a grown-up version of this little girl, and what happens to young girls who are treated this way and are not, you know, allowed to express themselves and to enjoy being able to feel how they want to feel fully without feeling like afraid, feeling the fear. That now you're like an adult
really
woman.
I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Do you get that, right? So, Barb, yes. I'm strengthening her to this little girl that called in, because it's no accident that the mother called in for this little girl, and that Yulith is so eloquently showing us how this people say, oh, when you're bullied or you're, you know, when you're little, that's just kids being kids. It has a lasting effect, and this lasting effect on sensitive people, we want to strengthen the sensitivity to work for you, Yulith. So that you keep your heart open, and at the same time, you are innocent in keeping your heart open, but at the same time, you're not leaving yourself open and vulnerable to other people's negative external forces that then weaken you inside you yourself. Does that make sense to you?
Perfectly.
Mm-hmm. And so, Barb, what else are you picking up around this? Because I can feel you working on this, like,
from all angles. I saw it between her right and her left side of her body. So when you're talking about the yin and the yang energy, mm-hmm. so I'm strengthening the right side, her feminine and masculine energy. I'm strengthening her right side to her left and her left to her out. I'm not thinking again. Yes. Her right to her left side and her left to the right.
And then, and so when you get in touch with that, Yulith, how does it feel to you?
It's quite accurate because I've been having a problem with my right side all week, and it's been hurting.
Okay. Yeah. So it's kind of like your masculine energy. It's kind of like you're feel hurt by it. And so when people use the word hurt, quite often it comes up. Hurt feelings, and this is more of a reaction. We've kind of run out of time here, but do feel free to contact me, info@thetruthisfunny.com. Barb, I would just like to give you a chance to, you know, give a minute here of your wisdom to all of us here and you know, share your experience with this.
With all the energy work, I just, it just seems like lately I've been getting more and more people approaching me, and I've been doing a lot of energy clearing, and it's so immediate, like when the people are in tune to what is bothering them, and then they express it, and I just shift it. It's just very rewarding to see how happy people are so quickly. it's been great working with you, Colette, and I'm looking forward to going again in March for the next layer two.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it too, especially going out dancing on Friday night. So I want to thank everybody who called in, and we do have a caller, Raul. Sorry we couldn't get to you, but call in again next week. We'd be happy to talk with you. Barb, thank you so much for all your beautiful time and energy.
Thanks for having me. That's great.
I just love this. I love being able to highlight you in this way. I have a lot of admiration for your ability and your beautiful personality. And just want to say thank you so much for coming on the show. And thank you, Carter. Thank you, Transformation Talk Radio. And of course, everybody listening out there, we'll be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.